Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is George. I can open today.
Hi, George. My name is Sean Summey. My business is Full Spectrum Chimney Services, LLC.
Awesome. How can I help you?
A couple of things. So one of them is this dang Google verification video. So I apparently it didn't go through. Can you send me another prompt so I can redo it?
Absolutely. Now, keep in mind that there's no like expired link. It's always the same link. It's not like it when you use it, it stops working, but I can resend it again. I can send that via email if you like.
Can you send it through my phone? Last time they sent it through text. Or is it whatever way you do it, that's fine. I can do it on email as well.
Yeah, if you prefer text message, I can do that. That's not a problem.
All right, cool. I appreciate that.
Now, Sean, just to clarify, of course, also questions. Do you know how to do it? Like, do you know what's the process, when it's to be recorded, things like that?
Well, I mean, I saw a video on it, and I've got a couple of different. It's got to be under a minute and 30, which is kind of really hard to get everything that you're asking for in a minute and 30. But it's like, you know, the address, maybe local businesses around it, my truck, my letter truck, tools in my truck, and turning the truck on, the dashboard, and then some documents. Is that good?
So let's go to the very beginning. So businesses, business signs, and surroundings. So first and foremost, the video has to be recorded in the address or at the address that you gave us at the very beginning, which is 945 Concord Street. So being there is where you would record the video. Also, the businesses that you mentioned, so it's not really that you're going to record all businesses. If you're like on the street, just a little glimpse of your surroundings would work. You don't have to go into detail of recording all businesses around you, or if this is a home address, you don't really have to record the surroundings. So it was just a quick little glimpse. And then once you do that, if you have the vehicle outside, we recommend for you to lay down tools next to the vehicle. That way you do it smoothly all in one take. So you will start by recording the backside of the vehicle, which shows the license plates. Then you would just go to like the side of it where you would have the tools laid down. And then as you record that, in the email, there's actually a little small paragraph that you would read as you record that, which goes something like, "Hi, my name's Sean. I own the business Full Spectrum Chimney Services. I offer this type of service in this city." And that's pretty much it. So at the end, you do show a business document. You don't have to show everything. It could be just the registration, maybe just the license. If you have a business card, you can do that as well. But you don't have to show all of them. It's just one of them of your choice. And then that's pretty much it. So it's as simple as that right there.
Okay, what is the line that I got to say again? Hey, I'm Sean Summey, and this is – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, so it's in the email, so that way you don't have to memorize it, which I'll send to you again. But, yeah, you would say something like, "Hi, my name's Sean. I own the business Full Spectrum Chimney Services. I offer chimney cleaning services in the city of Farmingham," and that would be pretty much it right there.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that, so that's good. I have a pickup truck. Can I just drop the bed and show everything that's inside and be able to show the license plate on the back too?
Yeah, you can do that. That's as long as you're showing the tools. Yeah, so they don't have to be located or placed in a specific spot, like on the side. That was just a suggestion, but if you want to do it that way, that's also possible. You can do that.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, excellent.
So that's good. That's good. So I had a couple. All right, I just got your text.
So that's that. All right. I'm heading there now, so I'm gonna do that. Also, I just, over the weekend, I got two notifications that you folks have created a Facebook page. I took a look at it. It looked pretty good. Is there, so will you guys play an active role in, like, managing that Facebook page?
Yes, we will, and we suggest also, it's not a must, but we, of course, suggest that you send us pictures if you have any pictures of your own work. That way we use actual real pictures of what you do and show it out to the public. If not, then we just usually use generic pictures. But, of course, preferably it would be better if we use real pictures. So the more pictures you send in, the more things that we would have to work with. And we also run, of course, your Facebook ads and run those daily.
Okay. So a couple more questions about that. So, like, how does – because I got a link that says verify or confirm that I want to exclusively manage that, and that seems like, you know, if I confirm that, does that mean you folks will not help out anymore and that's completely turned over? How does that work?
Not at all. So we work with you simultaneously together. So you do, of course, at the end of the day, you are the business owner, so you are in your right to post, do changes to it if you wish to, and move anything that you want to. So we can work together as long as, of course, if we're working with it, you notify us of changes before you actually make them. Or if you want us to make those changes for you, you just give us a call in with specifications and we'll do that for you.
Okay, good. So about like the password and all that stuff, how did you guys going to send that? Because you guys created the thing for me.
Right. So we sent you a email for you to accept the invite of managing the page. You would just have to accept it. As simple as that.
And then, so what is the, will you tell me, is there a password that's created or anything like that? Or is it just as simple as managing the password from there? Managing.
Right. So once you accept it, yeah, so once you accept that, you have full access to it. It's as simple as that. So there's no, like, actual word-to-word password. It's just you accept it, you accept the invite we sent you, and you have full access to that page.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't sound super safe, isn't there? Shouldn't there be a password? I feel like there should be a password.
Well, there is, of course. There's definitely a password. There's a password to all Facebook pages. But the way you would manage it is just simply by accepting it.
Okay. Do you folks have a password for that, correct?
There is a password, yes. Personally, I don't have it. That's managed by our Facebook team. But if you must have that, I can report that over. They'll send that right your way.
Not necessarily. I just, you know, once I start to want to have access to it and try to interface with it through, like, the apps and all that stuff, I'm sure I'll have more questions. But that'll suffice for now. That's fine. As long as it's protected and... okay, excellent. So that's good. So I'll confirm that, and by saying that I take ownership of it and stuff like that, that doesn't mean that I'm exclusively doing it, and you folks are still partnering with me on that?
That is entirely correct, yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that's essentially that. And where do I send the, so I'll do that later on. After I do the Google verification thing. And then afterwards, should I reach out to you guys again to confirm that I did the Google verification? Will you folks be able to see if it's like, if it's what I need for it, or I have to wait till Google does that?
Right. So once you send the video, it goes straight to Google. We unfortunately don't have access to seeing that. That's just you and Google directly. Once you do it, it takes about 5 business days for Google to give a response. And once we see that response, we'll give you a call to let you know. But we don't see the video at all, unfortunately.
Okay, because it is kind of a pain in the neck trying to do this thing all the time. But all right, so that's good. All right, that's good. I've got some more pictures that I'd like to upload to you guys for the Facebook. And then would I speak to customer care, or is there like a division that's specific? Oh, I know what I wanted to ask after this, but I'll continue with my question. Is there like a designated department for the Facebook ads and content and all that stuff, or do I do that through customer care?
You do it through customer care, yes. So you would just call the same way you just did. You would let us know your ideas, what you want, so on, so on. We relay that over to that Facebook team, and then they handle it.
Okay, very good. All right, so my next question is, where are the ads, and who sees the ads? Is that where are those ads being sent, and who's viewing those ads?
Great question. So if you log into your own Facebook page, Sean, whether it be your personal page or the business page, you won't see them since you own the business, and it wouldn't make sense for us to give you ads for your own self. So the way you would look at your own ad is if you log into your dashboard or the app, the local Splash app, and there's a section there that's called Facebook Ads, and then that way you can look at the ad and see how potential clients see it. You would see like the pictures, the way it's worded, the way it's advertised, so on, so on. Now,
okay.
When you had the client interview, which was the first long call you had with us, and we've, of course, gathered information from your business, we asked for you to give us a list of cities, counties, zip codes during that call. And the list that you gave us that was agreed upon, that's where the ads are shown in that area.
Okay. So people that are on Facebook in those areas will see those ads?
That is correct. So we specifically throw the ads to people who show interest in what you do as a business. So we don't just randomly throw them out there to random people. Of course, it wouldn't make sense for us to show an ad to a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old. It wouldn't make sense to do that, of course. So we target specific people that have shown, of course, first of all, that are of age and that have shown interest in what you do as a business. And we target those people so we can give you a higher chance of converting that person into a potential client. And that's all thrown out there to people in the areas and cities that we that you discussed with that representative at the very beginning in those areas.
Okay. That sounds perfect. All right. Okay, I think that's all the questions I have for right now. I understand what I got to do next. And all right, so I'll after I do this, I'll send an email or call back to let you folks know that I did the video.
Good. If you need help in the moment or something goes wrong, just make sure to give us a call. We'll be happy to guide you through.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.